Blackstone Audio presents The Reckless Bride by Stephanie Lawrence. Prologue. September the 15th, 1822. North of Bombay, India. The incessant tattoo of his horse's hooves thundered through his skull. Ralph Carstairs, erstwhile captain in the British Army, serving with the Honourable East India Company under the direct command of the Governor-General of India, glanced over his shoulder back along the trail, then urged his mount up the first in a series of low hills that spread across their path. Riding alongside him, Hassan, his man, more companion than Batman, kept pace. The long, lanky, frighteningly fierce Pathan warrior had fought at Rafe's side for the past 5 years. Without hesitation, he'd accepted Rafe's invitation to join him in this dangerous flight across half the world. Rafe's mission was simple. Ferry the original of a damning letter, evidence enough to hang the Englishman who had spawned and now controlled the Black Cobra cult, and who, through the cult's vicious tyranny, was draining the life from too many Indian villages, back to England and into the hands of a man powerful enough to bring the Black Cobra down. Simultaneously, Rafe's three closest friends and colleagues, Colonel Derek Delborough, Major Gareth Hamilton, and Major Logan Monteith, were also heading for England via separate routes, carrying inadmissible copies of the vital evidence, decoys to distract the Black Cobra from the one man who had to get through, Rafe. Like Rafe, Hassan had seen too much of the Black Cobra's villainy not to seize the chance they now had to bring the fiend to justice. Drawing rein on the crest of the hill, Rafe wheeled his mount and through narrowed eyes searched the wide, flat plain they'd crossed through the morning. Hassan looked too.